Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 2nd of September, recording at 8:10 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, not everything's open here today because it's the Labor Day holiday in the United States and also in Canada. But the big story here, which really does dominate today's trading, is that the Obama administration decided over the weekend, and I think quite wisely in my own opinion, that they should hold off on plans for a strike against some of Syria's military installations until the Congress and the Senate, U.S. Congress and Senate, have returned from their end of summer break, and that does not occur until next Monday. So presumably, following the return, there will be a discussion and a debate in the Senate early next week, and then we'll actually see what happens. So we had another sort of relief rally here today, which was quite strong for the most part. Now, among the gainers here, we had Japan up 1.37% on the Nikkei. The Hang Seng Index was up over 2%. That's Hong Kong, of course. Australia was up over 1%. Mainland China indices were a fraction firmer, basically unchanged on the Shanghai Composite Index. Taiwan a little bit firmer. It's easier to pick up the exceptions, which did not perform. South Korea didn't. Malaysia was, or was that closed? Not sure about that. Indonesia was a little bit soft. But New Zealand, Thailand, decent rallies. India, again, up 1.43%, despite all the chaos going on there, but from a very oversold, very short-term oversold position. Interestingly, on the Sensex Index chart, we've had a clear downside failure, and we're still within a trading range. Usually when we get failed breakouts from trading ranges, there's a fairly good chance that the price action can go back and test the other side. So in other words, having seen a downside failure for the India Sensex Index, there's a possibility now that it can go back and touch the upper side of the range. And that might actually occur because the sell-off ended as we had this climactic weakness simultaneously in the Indian rupee. And that's firmed a little bit over the last 3 days. So if the slumping rupee is off the agenda here for at least the short term, that may well lead to a somewhat firmer tone in the general stock market. Now, the European markets had good solid gains in here today. They are all up over 1%, really between sort of 1.5% to nearly 2%. So that's still firm overall. Wall Street closed, of course, as I mentioned at the beginning. But Mexico up 1.5%, and here Brazil up 3.34%. So that's about the best gain. Now, what we do see in the bond market, where the futures are actually all trading here, including the U.S. futures, that yields have pushed up a bit. Remember, they did come down last week in the build-up to what people felt was a strike on Syria. So they've pushed up a little in here today, and we see the same with the gilts and the UK gilts, that is, and the German bunds. So those yields are firm, and the net effect of all this is that the bond markets are creating a wee bit of monetary tightening, but still these long-term interest rates are at historically low levels in the West, and it's only in some of the emerging markets, not least India, where we've seen those rates really push upwards, given the softness of the currencies and some of the balance of trade problems overall. Now, elsewhere, in terms of the US dollar, the dollar index, which is trading, it's a little bit firmer in here today generally, but I'm not sure what it's moving up against overall. Let's have just a quick check. The Australian dollar is a wee bit firmer in here, so it's not against that. And the euro is a tiny bit softer, and I think that's the biggest component of that US dollar index. The euro is down at 131.95, and sterling is slightly firmer at 155, 1.5542. Now, in the commodity markets, they're not all open because of the US holidays, but the biggest story I feel in here is silver. The precious metals are mostly a little easier in here today. Gold bullion, for instance, just slipped down $3.6. It's at 13.91 and a half here. But silver is still trading after hours, and it's up 73 cents, so it's back to 24.24. And that's the main story. Well, another one here also. The U.S. natural gas futures contract has been rallying for, it's in its fourth week now of a rally from the low $3 region, and it's currently today at 3.66. The crude oil contracts, as you know, had come down last week after having been fairly high, worryingly high. But the WTI is still firm. It's a little bit easier here today at 106.82. The Brent is steadier, however, at 114.33. So what people are realizing, of course, is that while we're not getting any attack on the Syrian military over the weekend or at the beginning of this week, and that it can't actually happen until sometime next week at the earliest. Therefore, people aren't going to abandon necessarily all of those long hedges that they had put on in the oil markets. Now, so we have a little window here where short-term oversold condition in most stock markets. You've seen the technical rally or heard about it here today that we've seen in most of Asia and in all of Europe, and that can continue for a few more days. On that note, all the very best to all of you.